Hey, Larissa, can you hear us?
Yes, I got you. Can you hear me?
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Call this meeting to order at 6:01 PM. City of Unalaska Planning Commission and Planning Board's special meeting tonight. Can I get a roll call, please?
Certainly. Williams?
Here.
Swangle?
Here.
Marquez?
Here.
Bagley?
Here.
And Hatfield?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. All right, we have the agenda in front of us here. Is there any revisions or additions to the agenda tonight?
I have no revisions or additions to the agenda.
Okay. That did just hold. Just was there an item in the email you sent that said something about a presentation or?
That'll be the next meeting. A presentation from the attorney about.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah,
well, appreciate that. It basically, if I remember correctly, if there's no revisions, then we can consider it adopted without voting on it. It's consent. Is that correct? I believe if there's no additions, then we would just consider it adopted. But we can.
That is typically how.
Yeah, if there's no motions.
If there's no motions to make any revisions, then.
Fine.
Yeah. Yeah, like technically, I think if we were going to have a discussion, we would maybe approve it, and then we would have a discussion, and then hash out what we felt like we needed to fix or add or whatever. Yeah. Okay. Any appearance request? We have a applicant representative.
Matt just showed up. I've gotten. He was in the waiting room.
Okay, perfect. Excellent. So we just have the applicant here with us tonight, and we have a OC representative on the phone with us. Are there any announcements? Here? No.
Staff doesn't have any announcements.
Okay. New exciting.
I'm sorry. I think there is one. The Japanese Navy is coming. I think they're opening up the boats for public tours. So.
When is that?
It should be out on friends and family, whatever our Facebook page is, and the city Facebook page shortly.
Okay.
Kind of dress. It'll be the day they get in, June 5th, I believe.
Are they participating in part of the exercise that's happening with the U.S. military as well this summer?
This is a different kind of trip.
Just different? Like, yeah. Okay. All right. Perfect. Thank you for that. Okay. The minutes were included?
There's no minutes included.
Wait
on this
minute.
Packet.
They were not included. I don't have any minutes.
I did not have enough time to be able to turn around a set of minutes from the last meeting.
We have no minutes to approve. So moving on, public hearing item number one, resolution 2023-03, resolution approving a conditional use permit for a cellular tower on a lot zone high density residential on a lease portion of tract A, block 6, Illilic subdivision. I'm sure I butchered that. Apologize. Plot 89-19. So this is an opportunity for the public to speak up if someone was here that needed to leave and there's nobody here. So I think we're going to use this opportunity to discuss the ex parte excusal recusal.
Conflicts of interest.
Yes, conflict of interest. And now would be a time, obviously, for you to declare if you had a conflict of interest, and then obviously we can start the discussion.
So I'm going to recuse myself from this just because of the business activity we do with Optumera and the fact that we built the tower that they're putting in and received payment for it.
Okay, that's noted. So that was the same reason as before. and staff. Do you want to elaborate now on?
I'll make my statement too.
Okay.
I have a potential conflict of interest. Optumera hired my company, Aleutian Archaeology, to do the cultural resource survey. It was a small project, but it is for you to decide.
Thank you for that, Virginia. That's appropriate to always announce a potential conflict, and then it would be either, to my understanding, the chair, or we can feel if it's maybe a more controversial issue, I think maybe appropriately to like present each individual at a time to the board and then vote if we decide that there's a real, actual, substantial either reason that you couldn't be impartial or substantial financial gain. It's to my understanding, these are the real reasons.
Because that's what is in his memo.
So, yeah, so to give you a briefing on that, after the last meeting, we emailed our city attorney, Charles Cassiola, for a better understanding of what our code says regarding voting and conflicts of interest. So as far as conflicts of interest goes, unless there is a substantial financial interest, then there is no real conflict of the planning commissioner. That also, the other case that there would be a conflict is if the commissioner is the actual person applying for, or a spouse of the person applying for, indirectly related to that application. Those are effectively the two cases in planning code that allow for that recusal. However, it is very much up to each commissioner to decide, do they have a substantial financial interest? Is in the past, the city attorney's office has used 5% as a threshold for their financial interest. That was based on the OCCP and everything else. So that was kind of the threshold that they had used in the past. As far as what our attorney says, is he does not think that either Jenny or Ian have a conflict according to our city code. However, everybody should make their declarations and be transparent, and it is currently in front of the chair and the commission as a whole to make that decision if the chair would like to put it up to a vote.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys asking for an interpretation and kind of pursuing that a little bit more. It's definitely helped me understand it on a broader scale. my personal opinion on it, just looking at it from what I know, I think that Virginia provided services that would have been needed regardless to find out if the site was even like if they could proceed with any of this work. So I guess feel like it's a one-time thing, even though now potentially you might have to do it again, I suppose, at a different, if we're proposing a different site. But I don't think it's like an ongoing substantial gain at all. I mean, please tell me if I stand corrected, but I don't really see that it being ongoing. So I personally feel that you don't have any conflict that we need to continue discussing. If anybody else thinks otherwise, please chime in on the phone as well. If you have anything to say, please go ahead.
No, I don't feel biased, and it is a small project in the overall scheme of my income, so I feel like I don't have a conflict.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, and I appreciate as many participants. There's only five of us, and so I feel like every time we're missing one, we're like kind of robbing ourselves and the community of a voice. So, as far as Mr. Bagley's excusal, I can kind of see how potentially there could be some ongoing financial gain. But as far as like having a relationship with the company, I think that we should look at these as a case by case scenario. And I personally feel that it's not significant enough to be excused, but I would feel more comfortable with this particular one hearing from the rest of the members if we took a vote to, would that be appropriate? You're looking at me, Bill, with a raised eyebrow.
I'm sorry. I realize I'm not over there in the planning office all the time anymore, rarely, actually. So I'm not following this as closely as Thomas has. However, I think what issue is, you know, the fact that we're a small town, and is it feel like it's a conflict because you have a business relationship of some sort? And would that relationship make you feel you couldn't vote the way you wanted to vote? I think that's what's going on here versus the financial one, without knowing numbers, et cetera. I mean, because you can see how that would be for any of you. We all have neighbors. We all have businesses we're buying services from, helping with. There's lots of ways to look at it. So I'm not sure if, you know, technically that is not what we're allowing for in terms of code. But it doesn't mean that you as a person still would be comfortable. So how you can't make someone participate and vote. However, if you want them to participate but they're still not comfortable, they could always recuse themselves from the vote at the end.
I think
there's that option.
I believe, yeah, they can abstain from voting when you ask for their vote. Yeah. I agree with what you're saying. Obviously, there's the impartiality portion of it. And so, yes, if you feel that, regardless of what the situation is, that you feel that you can't vote with a clear conscience, I guess you might say, then you should probably be recused from the situation, which that's obviously a legitimate reason. And then obviously the other one is the financial gain, which they say significant. And of course, we could go down the rabbit hole of trying to discuss what a significant financial gain really is. But
I guess the flip side is that when they're not, it could be a financial loss, right? Say your client gets angry because you didn't vote the way they felt hurt them. Well, you didn't gain anything. You're losing. And I think that kind of a thing is what's missing in some of our smaller towns, and we're trying to deal with what's a conflict of interest or not.
Right. Like, obviously, if Ian owned shares in the company or something, well, then it would be direct, gain or loss. So with that being said, and because of what Bill was even mentioning, that's why I would feel more comfortable going a roll call vote. So I would, I guess, make a motion to do a roll call vote on whether we feel that Mr. Bagley should be recused from voting. That does not rob him from his ability to abstain when it comes to voting time, just to be clear. So if I could get a second.
That doesn't need a motion.
It doesn't need a motion?
No, that's just procedural.
A procedural? So we'd still ask for a roll call for a vote? Or is that incorrect?
I think for the purposes of my trying to do minutes and having the meeting on Zoom, a roll call makes things easier. Mm-hmm. Just for the sake of the process. But I don't believe that was something that actually needs a roll call. So,
okay.
I will read one. If you would like, and like I said,
that next time I'll look easier. A little further into procedure on this, so we're not so trimmed up, but
yeah,
thanks. So yeah, I guess all in favor, of keeping Mr. Bagley, as a voting member on this issue, all in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Do we have Caroline?
I guess say all against.
All against? Any opposed?
I have a vote, but I don't think he should vote.
Okay. So we have, are you voting or are you abstaining?
I don't think I'm supposed to, am I? If you guys are
voting on yourself. Yeah, I think you should vote on yourself. Mm-hmm.
You have
right. Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Okay. Okay, well, it's 3-2, so we'll continue to have you involved on this discussion, at least for sure. And then, again, you can still have the right to obviously not vote on the final, but at least you'll be included. So thank you. Appreciate that. okay. So let me say one more thing,
Travis. So I guess, I know we just voted on all this and everything, but so I guess one of my other concerns is not that I would feel like I am either losing or not gaining business by voting one way or another, but it's how that could be portrayed to other people looking in that others might feel like because I am voting one way or another, that's why I'm doing that. I'm not concerned with their opinion of me, but of
optics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess that's
fair enough.
My main concern. With
that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. No, it's fair. But it's good too that I guess it's on the record that we're having this discussion. So at least we can be as transparent as possible. So sure. That's just part of the process. Thank you. Is there anything else we want to discuss under the public hearing item for this? Are we good? We move on.
Was there a decision on Jenny's
conflict? Well, I guess I unilaterally decided that her item didn't even need to be discussed anymore. So I would like to have her involved.
Okay.
And she didn't have a problem with it.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Okay, moving on. Under old business, we have resolution again, 2023-03, resolution approving a conditional use permit for a cellular tower on lot zoned high density residential on leased portion of Tract A, Lot 6, Ililook Subdivision, Plat 89-19. Can I get a motion, a second, to adopt this resolution?
I move to adopt resolution 2022-03.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Okay, discussion, staff?
Okay, it's 2303.
Okay, so.
To go over, since the previous meeting, effectively what has changed is the proposed site location. It is now on the south side of that same parcel. And as you can see, it is 31 feet from the roadway there. And it is outside of the 10-foot setback on the side yard boundary. As these adjustments have been made, the tower is now significantly further away from the existing parcels. The tower still maintains the 41 foot 10 inches height. Staff still finds that this falls under the concept of a utility building and facility, including a telephone exchange under our residential code or our single family duplex code. So it still falls into the conditional use category. I mean, ultimately, there have not been really many changes beyond just the new location further down on the lot. Let's see. So as you can see on the screen right now, this is the parcel in question, and the tower will fall roughly around this spot here. There's a little white speck on, looks like a rock or so. So it has moved a significant distance away. Now, before discussion begins regarding really some of the things that were brought up at the last meeting, this is a proposed LTE tower. This is not for 5G cell service. There are additional notes regarding, there's additional information in your packet directly from the FCC regarding wireless devices and health concerns. The long and short of the two documents that are there from the FCC is that as you move smaller and smaller signals, they become harder and harder to penetrate the body. This is non-ionizing radiation, so there is no significant issue with health concerns as far as the FCC licensing goes. Additionally, to put the kind of COVID and testing and safety issue to bed as well, this technology has been in, design in development since 2013. It was only rolled out in 2019, and it was rolled out prior to the start of COVID across several different countries in the world. So any kind of concerns about the safety of it being rushed because of the COVID pandemic would not be a valid concern. So as it stands at this point, it is up to you to weigh the benefits of moving the tower and the effectively the new impacts that you'll have in that neighbor in that area to the other property owners that the tower is now close to versus the landowners and availability for that spot and against what I have as comments from a couple of community members as well. So I can read those into the record as well when you're prepared.
Did you want to read those now, Tom?
Sure.
You can get those done.
Okay. So the first notice, is from Sherry Doctor, as I scroll down to get to the beginning of her letter. Her letter dated May 15th is that she has attached a copy of the original letter dated 4/26. All of the information remains the same, and other than the location requested for cell tower, an additional homeowner has been added. Basically, it has moved up the street by a couple of hundred feet, and we are all still very strongly opposed to the cell tower being erected in a densely popular zoned residential area. I recommend that a location better served would be a lesser inhabited area of a Mackinac Island. And then the letter that she is referencing, the additional individual that she has added is... Andrew Murphy, or at Peck Steve. However, he's also at the bottom of the original letter as well. So the original letter states, good morning, I'm writing in response to the resolution to erect a 40-foot cell tower right next to my home, basically in my backyard. We are located directly next to the building site, 101 Chernofsky. We are opposed to the structure for numerous reasons. Number one, the location is on Standard Oil Hill in a densely populated area. Our neighborhood. I feel the tower should not be constructed in a residential neighborhood. There is plenty of vacant land that would be better suited for an enormous, potentially dangerous structure. The location is barely 40 feet from her home, as you know, that's now changed. We already have a tsunami siren within 15 feet of our home. The research suggests that there are health risks from close proximity radio frequency transmittals. I have also added the names of homeowners near the site who opposed the building of the cell tower and have approved the writing of this letter. Respectfully, Sherry and Pete Doctor of 101 Chernofsky, James and Emily Gilman of 113 and 115 Chernofsky, Sergey Rohrbeck of 438 Bjorka Drive, 500 and 502 Bjorka Drive, Jeff Garth, 114 Chernofsky, Casey O'Hara, 143 and 145 Chernofsky, Danny Nguyen, 112 and 114 Kashiga, and Andrew Murphy, 46 and 48 Chernofsky Drive. Additionally, I have a letter from the HR department of PAC Steve, Andrew Murphy. Good morning, City of Onalaska Planning Commission. I'm writing this letter in response to the resolution to erect a 40-foot cell tower next to the property owned by myself at 46 and 48 Chernofsky Drive. This house is used for Pacific Steve Doring Management Housing, and those employees have expressed concern over having a cell tower so close to where they live. One of the managers recently had a baby. It is not hard to find information on the web regarding health concerns living near a cell tower. Quote, studies done in several countries have reported elevated rates of cancer, mm-hmm. especially leukemia, in residents living near cell towers, end quote. No attribution. Myself and on behalf of PAC Steve Doring, Pacific Steve Doring employees, we feel it makes more sense to keep cell towers in unpopulated areas. Sincerely, Andrew Murphy. And this was emailed, it would appear, from Trisha Vaughn's email address, the Human Resources Director of PAC Steve. So those are our current emails and comments from the community. I've been asked to repeat those at this meeting, and it would appear that Andrew from PAC Steve did not have a representative available to be at the meeting.
Thank you for that, Thomas. Appreciate that. It's always actually kind of nice to hear from the public. A lot of the times we don't. And I know that people are discouraged by this tower going up in close proximity to the neighborhood. I think that some points should be pointed out, that the fact that it's not a very big tower. It's about the same size as the one that already exists in the neighborhood. There's no major conflicts with zoning. And there's really no substantial evidence really to deny it. Obviously the FCC has already approved the type of communications that are going to be bolted on this thing. And the Telecommunications Act of 96 clearly states that there's not a whole lot that can really slow down progression and having options. And I know, as being a community member here for 27 years or something now, you know, it's kind of nice to finally have, you know, options and better connection and affordable, you know, telephone and internet and all that. And so I guess I don't see any reason to stymie this company from putting a tower in at this location and continuing that growth. I know some people don't like it, and I don't want to sound unsympathetic. You know, I get it, but I really don't feel that this tower is a major threat to the neighborhood there. And I'd like to hear from the rest of you guys. I'll just go down the list here. Virginia, go ahead. You look here. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Thank you. I agree with you. I think that there's no clear, strong reason to not allow it. I respect that people don't want this in their backyard, but it would disenfranchise people from this service, having that tower there. It's not like there's a lot of options. You can't not put it near them and people in that area be able to use it. So there isn't great data to support the health risk or it's not that much of an eyesore. So I agree with you.
Thank you. Rainier?
Just since this came on to the table, and since we've been discussing this for I don't know how long now, I've been kind of torn between kind of supporting just kind of the residential outcry and supporting or being empathetic toward their concerns, but their concerns, there's just not enough evidence for me to kind of support those concerns anymore. I know that this tower is FCC approved. We have all the information here in our packet, and I think it's pretty clear that a tower like this in that densely populated neighborhood should be safe for all we know. And I think this would be the same case for any area in Onalaska that would need better service. Say if Optumera didn't have great service over, I don't know, on Loop Road or something, and they needed to put up a tower there. Like, no one's going to want that in their backyard, of course, but they do need adequate service for their residential area. So I think that connectivity, for me, kind of outweighs the kind of outcry that's been coming out from the residents around that Chernovsky area. So I am in support of putting that tower up.
Thank you, Rainier. I'll check with Caroline on the phone. Okay. Thank you, Caroline. Mr. Bagley?
As far as opinions on, you know, this going in and this going not, I don't see any reason not to. You know, they've done their due diligence, checked the health concerns. I don't see anything valid not to. I feel like the only reason that they put it in this location, I know people are asking them to put it in different locations, but they were asked by the public to put this here because they didn't have adequate service. And then when they tried to put it there, there was nowhere else that they could put it. Otherwise, they would have. So I don't see any reason not to support it. Health concerns aside, I don't see any health concerns or evidence of anything that says that it is going to create anything. I mean, their tower is, you know, it's approved by the FCC. So in my opinion, I would support it.
Thank you. So I guess at this point, really what we need to discuss then is, I mean, really the only thing we've changed is the location. It's on the same piece of property since the last meeting. And what we're proposing hinges on the applicant, you know, working with OC and having their blessing. And so I guess that's really, regardless of what we do tonight, what we vote on tonight, it's really going to be up to the applicant and OC on that decision. I don't know. I guess I want to hear from the applicant. Have you heard any updates? Can you please?
Matt,
can you
Matt
go to
the? On the line.
Oh, Matt's on the line. Oh, yes. Okay. So Matt, could you give us an update there, or is there anything new to report? Okay, so we have Larissa on the line. Larissa, can you hear us okay?
Yeah, is now a good time to speak?
Yeah, I want to hear you chime in here on this, and I'm just wondering what your guys' opinion is on this proposal that, on the idea of moving from the original proposed site. Thank you, Larissa. Appreciate that. So with that being, go ahead, Virginia.
Can we approve the original location? It's not like we got to vote on that, and I would have been in support of that. How does that work?
So that would be an amendment because the location was going to be in an attachment to the resolution. So what you would be doing is amending the resolution for the other portion.
I see where you're going with that, and I think I wouldn't agree with doing that because now I feel like we like rope-a-doped the community if we, because basically this meeting was proposal for the new location, and then if we like went back and then voted, I feel like we didn't give the a public opportunity to get here to the to go back to the original location, I guess. Okay, so this presents kind of, I guess, an issue, or it doesn't. I guess we could proceed and vote on this, and then just, I guess, let it work out, not to try to create or stir up conflict, I guess, with OC. Go ahead, Larissa. I just want to be clear that, you know, the reason why we in the last meeting, I don't think you were at the last one there or didn't listen maybe, but, you know, we proposed moving it because there was people obviously concerned for different reasons. And we thought by, you know, squishing it down the block a little bit that it was actually in less people's face and they wouldn't have to look at it. And then because of the way the shape of the lot, we thought that maybe in that corner, possibly you weren't losing as much developable space because it kind of pinches down with the roadway coming around the corner and such. So, I guess if we vote for yes on this tonight, go ahead.
If you guys want to approve this, that's okay. And we can go from there.
I appreciate that. I was trying to highlight the reason why we proposed on moving it and the reasons why. Go ahead, Virginia.
It didn't seem like it solved the problem for the participants, but I hear what you're saying. I respect that. I don't want to.
Yeah. Well, I know the same people obviously resubmitted the same letters, but I really feel like, I mean, when you look at the location, you can clearly see that the 40-foot tower, if you actually drive through the neighborhood too, you know, I looked at the tsunami warning siren and used that as kind of a guide and just like envisioned when a person looks out their window what they would see. And it's clearly less viewable from that portion of the neighborhood that was previously proposed compared to now. I'm just trying to put myself in the shoes of the people that live there and look at it from that aspect. But I see what you're saying, and I guess I want to hear from you guys if you got any other comments or questions on this. Ian, you got anything? So about, yeah, just to highlight the recap, the finger is about where the new proposal and the previous one, can you move the finger to the previous? So you can kind of see how there's more people that would, you know, have that tower directly in their face. It obviously meets the fall criteria. but I get it. I don't own that property, so I respect OC's opinion on that. I suppose we just go ahead and proceed and vote. I didn't want to and feel like we were trying to create conflict with, you know, Optumera trying to establish their tower and OC, you know, deciding on how they want to see their land develop. So I just wanted to be clear to Larissa that we we had best intentions by proposing it here. So,
and you can see on the image now, the easement that Larissa was mentioning was this kind of highlighted blue section right here.
Right, right. And obviously there's a tower right there
right here.
Right next to it already, you know, but I hate to use that as an excuse to, you know, continue the trend of parking them so close to a house. I get it, you know, they wanted to put it somewhere where it was audible, and of course they wanted to put it in the corner of the lot instead of a middle of the lot so you don't, like, impede on future development. It makes perfect sense. I get it. This is probably a little bit different because it's a cell tower, and I can understand people's opinions on it.
Is that a public easement or a private easement?
That is a public easement. That's a city utility easement.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll... Does the applicant have anything else to say? Matt, do you got any comments or questions before we take a vote? Yeah, okay. All right. If there's no other comments, let's call the question. Roll call vote, please.
Okay. Marquez?
Yes.
Bagley?
I'm not going to vote.
Okay. Hatfield?
Yes.
Williams? Yes, this is voting for the second location. Further down.
Okay. Aye.
And Swinkle.
Yes.
Okay. I'm 4 ayes, no nays, and 1 abstention. Motion passes.
Okay, our resolution is approved. With that, we have worked through all of the items on tonight's meeting, and we'll consider that adjourned at 6:44 p.m. Thank you guys for coming tonight. Thank you, Larissa and Matt, for joining us on the phone.